Hello, friends. My name is Eric Cloward, and welcome to the Stoic Coffee Break. The Stoic Coffee Break is a weekly podcast where I take an aspect of Stoicism and do my best to break it down to its most important points. I share my experiences, both my successes and my failures, and hope that you can learn something from them, all within the space of a coffee break. This week's episode is called Timeless Principles for Handling a Changing World. And before I start this week's episode, I want to apologize for not getting as many episodes out over the last month. I was working on selling my house and getting rid of all my stuff and starting my world travels. So things got a little bit busy, and unfortunately the podcast needed to be put on hold for a little bit while I finished up everything I needed to. But I've got a few episodes that I'm working on and a few interviews that I've recorded and some that I'll be coming up over the next weeks. So I look forward to getting those out to you, and thanks for your patience. And let's get on with today's episode. Far too often, we're focused on the things that change in this world and in our lives. But what are the things that don't change? Today, I want to talk about things that we can build on that can help us through the ever-flowing tide of changes that happen in our lives. Everything is in a state of flux, and nothing remains the same. So be prepared for change and embrace it as a natural part of life. Marcus Aurelius. So the other day, I was listening to Tim Ferriss's podcast, and he was interviewing Morgan Housel. And Morgan is a personal finance expert who just finished up a new book called Same as Ever, A Guide to What Never Changes. Now, in the interview, Morgan tells a story about a CEO that was chatting with Warren Buffett, arguably the greatest investor of all time. And the CEO was asking him back in 2009 if America would ever be able to recover from the financial crisis. Warren turned to the CEO and asked him, "Do you know what the best-selling candy bar was in 1962? CEO responded, "No." Warren said, "Snickers." "Do you know what the best-selling candy bar is right now?" The CEO responded, again, "No." Warren said, "Snickers." Now, this story is emblematic of Warren Buffett's investing philosophy. Find the things that don't change and invest in those. Far too often, investors are betting on the things that they think will change in the future. Because there are so many factors in our lives and in the world that impact how things will turn out, humans are not great at predicting the future. Now, the reason this story stuck with me is because it's very much how I view Stoicism. Stoicism for me is about focusing on the things that don't change so that you can handle the things that do. Stoicism is not a set of rigid prescriptions that you need to follow. It is not dependent upon a charismatic leader handing down dictates of how you should live. It is based upon tested and timeless principles and ideas that have lasted through the ages and can be applied to every aspect of your life. So today I want to go over some of the principles that I find most useful in my own life and hope that you can find them useful as well. The only thing we can control is our own actions. Epictetus. The first principle I want to talk about is understanding what is within our control. So in our daily lives, we encounter situations that are beyond our control, like traffic jams, bad weather, or the actions of other people. Because they are outside of our control, the more we try to control them, the more we stress out and create unnecessary anxiety. Instead of fretting over these, Stoicism teaches us to focus on our reactions to the things that are outside of our control. For instance, we can use the time in a traffic jam to listen to a podcast or an audiobook, thereby turning a frustrating situation into a productive one. We can enjoy and appreciate the storms or the heat waves that nature brings our way. We can improve our communication skills and our patience with others when they make choices that impact our lives in a negative way. Change is the only constant in life. Heraclitus. The next principle is accepting change as inevitable. Change, whether it's a job, relationship, or environment, is inevitable. And the more we try to resist change, the harder we make things for ourselves. Change is going to happen whether we like it or not, and we have the choice to embrace it or resist it. If we look at change as the thing that makes life interesting and worth living, then we can stop fearing it and embrace it. What stands in the way becomes the way. Marcus Aurelius. The next one is seeking growth over comfort. So challenges are not roadblocks, but pathways to personal growth. If there were no challenges in your life, you would never grow. The way to get better at something is working through it. Avoiding challenges doesn't teach you how to get better at something. If you're constantly avoiding anything that is challenging or uncomfortable, then you are passing up opportunities to grow. This is why courage is one of the foundational Stoic virtues, because it takes courage to forsake comfort and seek growth. It is not the man who has too little, but the man who craves more that is poor. Seneca. The next one is practicing gratitude. So much of our unhappiness in life comes from our feelings of what we think is lacking in our lives. We think that by changing our circumstances, we'll be happier. We often think about how much happier we'll be when we get the house or the car or the new gadget that we want. In fact, our whole consumer culture and the marketing behind it is based upon making you believe that your life will be so much better if you go out and acquire all of these new and shiny things. But the thing is our circumstances and possessions don't change who we are as a person. Sure, some circumstances are more comfortable than others, but we can't always change our circumstances, and our possessions are mere objects, and in the longer arc of our lives, we are simply borrowing them since we can't take them with us when we die. When we learn to be grateful with whatever we have and whatever our life situation is, then we are able to feel content with our lives at any moment. As an example, I recently got rid of most of my possessions and sold my house. I gave away most of my possessions to my friends and others, and I'm currently traveling and living out of 2 suitcases and a backpack. My level of happiness is very much the same as it was when I owned a house and had lots of stuff. I do feel a greater sense of freedom not having all the possessions, but I still worry about many of the same things in my life as I did before. Having more or less possessions hasn't changed me as a person. The present is all we have. Live it fully. Marcus Aurelius. The next principle is embracing the present moment. When we worry too much about the future or the past, then we are missing living in the present moment. The past is already gone and cannot be changed. The future is unknowable and will more likely be nothing like what we thought it would be. When we worry too much about the future, we create anxiety over things that may not even happen. If we dwell too much on the past, we live in regret about things that we can't do anything about. This has been especially important for me to practice over the last few weeks. Like I said, I sold my house and I'm traveling and trying to figure out what to do next in my life. Other than plans to head over to Europe and see what kind of opportunities I can make for myself, I don't have a clear idea of what my future will be. It's very exciting, but when I dwell too much on trying to figure out what my ultimate direction and goals should be, I get anxious and a bit stressed out. When I focus on relaxing and enjoying where I am and what I'm doing in the present moment, I keep myself in a better mindset knowing that I don't have to have it all planned out. I know that I can handle whatever comes up when it comes up. You have power over your mind, not outside events. Realize this and you will find strength. Marcus Aurelius. So the next principle is cultivating inner resilience. Life will invariably present challenges, but our inner response to these challenges is key. Cultivating a resilient mindset helps us bounce back from setbacks. Having this kind of inner resilience helps you to take in challenging and frustrating setbacks with calmness and a clear mind. You're able to step up and take action rather than fretting or losing your cool. When things go wrong, you're able to roll with the punches and make the best of any situation. For instance, if you fail to achieve a goal, instead of being harsh with yourself, just analyze what went wrong, learn from it, and prepare to try again with a stronger, more informed approach. Be tolerant with others and strict with yourself. Marcus Aurelius. The next principle is practicing compassion and understanding. Stoicism teaches the importance of empathy and understanding towards others. When dealing with difficult people, try to understand their perspectives and circumstances. Far too often, we're quick to rush to judgments or make assumptions about others' intentions. And even if others have bad intentions towards you, it doesn't mean that you need to treat them poorly. Part of living a principled life is to live your principles not just when it's easy, but when it's hard. This could mean being patient with a friend who is struggling, offering help instead of criticism, or simply listening without judgment. Practicing compassion not only aids in personal peace, but also fosters a positive environment around you. The world is constantly changing, and it often feels like the pace of change is increasing. It's easy to feel anxious about the overwhelming flow of information and bad news. This is why it's important to anchor yourself to principles that stay the same over time. Since it's very challenging to accurately predict the impact changes will bring, the more we are grounded in the things that don't change, the better we'll be able to handle the things that do. And that's the end of this week's Stoic Coffee Break. Be kind to yourself, be kind to others, and thanks for listening.